defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How the heck are you? Love Mondays. Long days. Mondays are long days. Late days for me because Sundays are late because of the Monster broadcast. Did you listen to the Monster show yesterday? Man, I got to tell you, they just get better and better and better, and they're more fun to bring to you week after week after week, month after month. We've got so much to cover, it's impossible to get to all of it, but let's go over and cover the program last night and just give you a quick rundown. Alan Gottlieb, in the first two segments, is what he was scheduled for. I was able to keep him for a third. Man, oh man, I tell you what, I know Alan very well. We talk frequently. And every time I have him on the air, I am convinced he just keeps stuff to mention on air. I think he keeps it bottled up and then just brings it out on the airwaves. He's that good. And I learn so much from Alan, not just in private conversation every day and as a member of the board of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, but on the program. I learn so much from him when he's talking to you and to me. He does it in ways that he doesn't when we talk amongst each other, just the two of us. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's the only way I can convey my thought there. That's how good he is. And yesterday I had to keep him for that third segment because I just had, you know, I could have done, with Alan Gottlieb, you could do 3 hours with him. It's that easy. But man, just really, really great stuff. Following Alan, I couldn't wait for this one. Sadie Sweat from North American Arms jumped on, and she's the reason, of course, she was scheduled for that final segment. So everything went as planned, and we gave away the gun for the North American Arms out of my gun safe, which I still have right here in my little hands. You can hear that. It is beautiful. It is a 22 North American Arms Mini, 22 short Mini. It is the first gun North American Arms ever produced, and we gave that away on the airwaves yesterday. I've not yet heard back from the winner, so I will reserve that. I won't mention his name. We did that yesterday, but I'm sure I will in the very near future. He was in multiple lists as a, you know, see, so we're going to hear from him. We're going to hear, his name is Rick. So congratulations, Rick, if you're listening now, but I almost hate to part with it. What was fun about the giveaway yesterday was I asked at North American Arms, what do you want me to give away? And Sadie said, can I make the pick on air? I said, sure. So I gave her the gun models that I have. I had no idea what she was going to pick because, frankly, I didn't want to get rid of any of them. I love every single one of them. Now I say that, you know, no, I'm seriously. I mean, when chips came down, I was like, oh, no, what is she going to pick? I carry my Sidewinder every day. Is she going to take my Sidewinder? No, but she thought it was cool. And I 100% agreed with her after she made her pick of the North American Arms 22 Short Mini. It's the first gun they ever made, and I have one. Soon to be had one when I hear from the winner. So we gave the gun away. Now, some of you are asking right now, well, what about the North American Arms gun? They had a problem. They had a software glitch on Friday. And I wanted them to, she had to be in the office to draw, so she was actually going to draw, and I made that clear on Friday's program, but she only had until Friday at 5 o'clock to get in on that. Well, if you missed it and you want to get in on it, now you still can. You have all week to call North American Arms, and I'm not going to give the number out like she did. It's in the podcast from yesterday's program, fourth segment, hour one, or you can just go to northamericanarms.com. You'll see the gun. Just look up the gun I gave away yesterday. You'll want to see it anyway. And you'll also want to see the Ranger 2 top break. Oh, it's gorgeous. It's the coolest gun they have in their stable. Right? Well, that's kind of hard to say. But get the phone number at the bottom of the page. Call them. You still have a week now. You have until Friday at 5 p.m. And they had a software glitch. They were unable to draw. The randomizer wasn't working properly. And it's got to be fair. So they were unable to use the randomizer. So that means that next Sunday, we're going to have, I guess that will be the first, right? There's 29 days this year in February. It's a leap year. So on March 1st, on Sunday, 1 week from yesterday, Sadie's coming back, and we're going to give away The winner's going to get that Ranger 2 top break. Oh, jealous. I don't have it, but I'm going to get one. I have to get another one of these little minis, too, these little shorts. They're absolutely beautiful. So that was a great hour. And then in the second hour, I was able to do something I had hoped to be able to do for a long, long time. And that was welcome my dear friend and one of the original, I mean, just one of the OGs, man, one of the AAR original gangsters, and that is Neil McCabe, able to welcome Neil back as my Washington, D.C. correspondent, which is what he was for quite some time before taking the on-air, he was a television journalist personality, on-air talent at One American News Network and has been for the last several years. As a result, Neil's contract wouldn't allow him to do his regular hits on this program as he had done for years, and that makes perfect sense. You know, that he's when you're a television personality like that and you're doing the news and you're out there, I mean, you know, they got you, and that's perfectly fine. And as I mentioned yesterday on the air, the CEO and owner over there at One American News, Mr. Charles Herring, my hat's off to you, Charles, if you're listening to this and missed yesterday's show. Thank you for lending us Neil's expertise when we asked permission to do so. We appreciate it very much. Neil's wit, wisdom, his punditry, his commentary, his thought, just his thoughtfulness, his intellectual, what am I looking for? I think you get the idea. Neil's all of it wrapped up into one. He's every single bit of it just rolled into it. And he's back as Armed American Radio's Washington correspondent now, because he has taken another position and he is, you know, so he's back. And to be able to do that with Neil was awesome. I was able to keep him for, his schedule worked perfect for me. We kept him for the second hour and then segment one and two and hour three, and then AWR Hawkins came in. What a way to round out a monster cast yesterday. Just phenomenal stuff. It is up on the site. I put it up early because I don't sleep on Sundays. They're long days for me. I'm too jacked up from doing the show. I just want to keep doing it. I want to go another 3 to 5, 6 hours. But I put it up at about 4:45 a.m., 4:30 a.m. Eastern time this morning. So I know it's up there, and I know it's working. So go and get it on the podcast and join the hundreds of thousands of others that go and do that as well. It was a great program yesterday. Did we learn anything more from Alan Gottlieb is coming in my ear? Yes, we did. That we didn't hear previously. Four cases now, not just three. Four, the Sylvester case out of California now, seeking cert at the Supreme Court. Four cases. Second Amendment Foundation has asking the high court to hear these cases. Four. In addition to the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association case that the Supreme Court is currently hearing, well, they've already heard. We're waiting a decision on that. That'll happen in about 4 months. We expect that in June. So it's record territory for the Second Amendment Foundation. Record flipping territory. Four cases seeking cert at SCOTUS. That's not the other 33 cases out there right now on behalf of you and me and every American gun owner that the Second Amendment Foundation is supporting. And Alan gave us some of that information. Incidentally, one of the four cases is the Texas case concerning the ban on purchase of a handgun by a law-abiding citizen across your state line. Now, think about this for a second. That is one of the dumbest, for the life of me, that's the one that confounds me more than anything else. Why can't myself, as a Georgia resident, go on vacation to Arizona and buy a gun and take it home with me? Why? It is the exact same background check that I'm going to get in Arizona that I would have gotten if I had found that same gun at home in Georgia. I can travel with my guns, be it by vehicle or be it by air. What is stopping me from doing that? That confounds me. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. To not be able to purchase that gun. Not only should you be able to do it from a constitutional rights perspective, it's also good for the economy. I've lost count of how many times I've been in Tombstone, Arizona, for example, and found a great little gun that I would have loved to have brought home and been able to say I bought it in Tombstone, Arizona. And now convoluted's got to go back and forth to FFLs. I mean, you should be able to buy the gun you want to buy right now, today, regardless of where you are, because you're filling out the 4473 just like you would have at home. That is one of the four cases that we're seeking cert on from the Supreme Court. I'm hopeful they take that. Arguably, with all of the other cases that they have, it might not be the most pressing. I'd love to see them taking a quote-unquote assault weapons ban case, maybe one of challenge to the Fourth Circuit or somewhere else across the country. That's what we need the court to rule on, that and what they're ruling on in New York now, and that's carry outside the home. I'll be back after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone lit up. Please support all of our sponsors. They provide us the ability to be here with you. I saw, what was it? Did I give myself that text? I thought I sent myself a text. Maybe I did not. Regardless, have you seen the latest Bloomberg news? We tried to get off the subject of Michael Bloomberg last night on the MonsterCast, and we were unable to do so. What? Why? Because he's funding everything. He's funding everything. Now, he took a ginormous hit, huge hit. He looked as boneheaded as anybody I have ever seen anywhere, ever in a debate. But he's swinging back now at Bernie Sanders. Yeah, well, how's he doing that? Well, he's doing that. I did put that out in a tweet. If you want to follow my tweets over at AAR Mark, thousands of you do. He's blaming Bernie now for his affiliation, or I can't really say affiliation. I can say the fact that a number of years ago, the National Rifle Association supported Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders from Vermont. And Vermont, for many, many years, going back several decades, Vermont has widely been recognized as having some of the best gun laws in the country. And if you go back, you know, pre-Arizona great gun laws and constitutional carry, Vermont, we used to refer to constitutional carry as Vermont-style carry. Vermont-style carry. Do you remember that? Some of you who might be younger might not remember that. Those of you probably over 45 or 50 will remember Vermont-style carry. But it's been a while. Constitutional carry's been around now, 16 states. But it was Vermont that had no permit requirement whatsoever to carry a gun openly or concealed. And that is what I'm referring to when I say Vermont-style carry. Alan Gottlieb pointed out to us yesterday on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast that was not a result of legislation. It was a result of a suit, and Vermont never did file any legislation to add any more gun laws. So they were left with Vermont-style carry. Again, for the details on that, you can hear Alan talk about that in segments 1, 2, and 3 on last night's program. You can pick that up at armedamericanradio.org or at armedamericanradio.com. Take your pick. It's up to you. We own them both. Vermont-style carry is now, in Bernie Sanders, of course, being from Vermont, Bloomberg, anti-gun, hasn't got the memo that the nation is not interested in his New York gun-grabbing ways. Nonetheless, it's all he's got. It's all he's got. And he goes after Bernie Sanders now on, I guess they called it, launched a broadside against Bernie Sanders, if you want to call it that. I think it was Fox News. Is this the headline? I have the headline written down. I have to check it. I think this was the Fox News headline. Bloomberg launches broadside, yeah, against Sanders on gun control. That's Fox News. That came out at about 12:30, 1 o'clock, somewhere around there, Eastern time today. Fox was reporting. Let's go over it a little bit. It's interesting. Here's Bloomberg's tweet. And I'm not going to play the ad for you, but because it's a waste of time, I don't want to give him any more airtime than he's already getting. The NRA paved the road to Washington for Bernie Sanders. He spent the next three decades making sure they got a return on their investment. We deserve a president who is not beholden to the gun lobby. #pound, not me, NRA. And then he's got a video titled "The NRA Helped Elect Bernie Sanders to Congress." All right, so let's look at this for just a second. Why would Bloomberg do this? Well, first of all, Bloomberg hates your guns. He loves his guns. He loves the guns that his protective detail carries. I'm sure if he were elected president, he certainly wouldn't mind the Secret Service guns that protect him. But he hates your guns. And Bloomberg has made it very clear that not only does he hate your guns, he will spend exorbitant sums of money to see to it that you lose your gun rights. Michael Bloomberg would push for a civil war in this country because that's what would happen if Michael Bloomberg came to the door trying to take people's guns. Michael Bloomberg needs to be made aware in no uncertain terms that we are not giving him our guns ever, never. And you have to, I, it's Bloomberg. I,
it's hard for me to talk about Bloomberg without really, I mean, Angry Mark can come out really easy. So let me just say this. Bloomberg needs to know we're never going to give him our guns. So what does he do? And I think he knows that. In dirty, underhanded ways, he goes to states. He works on ballot initiatives. He works behind the back. He skirts the Constitution, all the while keeping his guns because he loves his guns. Now he's attacking, for some reason, he feels attacking Bernie Sanders, who, by the way, has already redacted his support for gun rights in Vermont. Why? Political expediency. Bernie Sanders was okay on gun rights in Vermont for a long time. Had no problem with it. Guess because he wanted to stay elected in Vermont. And you got to wonder, Vermont, what are you doing with the socialists, man? Little beautiful state. Been there many times in the past when I was a kid. Used to live in Connecticut. Got up there a couple times. It's pretty up there. It's beautiful. Wouldn't want to live there. Too cold. But love their gun laws because there are none. There are no infringements on your right to bear arms in Vermont. You want to carry a gun? Carry a gun. You don't? Don't. No big deal. There is no permit. And you don't need a permit. The only problem Vermont residents had was because they don't have a permit. They got no reciprocity with any other state. So that was always an issue. But Bernie Sanders had no problem with that for years. He never made it an issue. And apparently, nothing that I can find, did he ever want to take away Vermont residents' rights to, Vermonters' rights to keep and bear arms. So now we've got Bloomberg attacking him, and attacking him he is. Again, Sanders voted with the NRA and opposed federal background checks by trying to block the Brady Bill five times. Five times. So every town now using high schoolers from Parkland to organize, as Fox says, quote, their gun control movement March for Our Lives in the wake of the mass shooting at the school. Contrary to Bloomberg's narrative, Sanders in 2012 received a D-minus rating from the NRA, according to records archived by Bloomberg's own Everytown group. Sanders has also been a harsh critic of the NRA and the gun lobby in recent years. Here's what Sanders said. People are sick and tired of gun violence, and now it's time for all of us to stick together to stand up to the NRA. I'm proud to have the support of these young leaders in the fight against gun violence, which is what I was referring to. I didn't articulate that very well. But the high schoolers, Parkland, Florida, Sanders supports, and many of them support him because of his reciprocal support for them. So Bernie Sanders is no friend to anybody's gun rights, period. Not even in Vermont, particularly now if you live in Vermont. He's your senator. He does not have your back. Not that he ever did. He's just a politician and a socialist at that. That would say anything that he could say or needed to say or would say to get himself elected or reelected. So we've got issues now with Bloomberg everywhere. I tried to get away from him yesterday, but what's going to be fascinating is to watch what Bloomberg does in the next debate in South Carolina. How is he going to handle coming off of that scathing slap he got last week? It appears he's going to bring guns into the issue and go on the offensive. That remains to be seen. We're going to be watching it back after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take a Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. In these GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. We're in segment three already. Time just flies right by. Let's keep moving on. Let's get away from Bernie Sanders. I hope he gets that nomination because I have, and if he does, I'm going to do a full-hour broadcast as Bernie Sanders. Why? Because I do a really good Bernie Sanders. No child. It's hard to do without laughing. No child should have to repay a debt or be considered having committed a crime simply for wanting to go to college. No child. No child. We're going to free for everything. We're going to remove that debt, and we're going to take guns from everybody. I'll take on the NRA. Listen, when I go back to that previous segment, when I hear this, the NRA, these people have convinced themselves that NRA, those three letters, somehow resonate across the country as some type of demon letters. What they fail to understand is that when they use the NRA in that way to try to demonize his opponent, which is what Bloomberg is doing, for example, he voted with the NRA five times in the past. I mean, look at the guy. Can you believe this guy? He voted five times with the NRA. I mean, can you believe this guy? Really? And Bernie Sanders now? I'll take on the NRA. I'm not afraid of the NRA. I'll take them on. What they fail to realize is they're talking about you. They've just wiped out middle America. Millions and millions and millions of members, not to mention, forget the trouble that the NRA is having at the top. That has nothing to do with the membership. That's just goofy Wayne LaPierre and all the garbage he's got going on. Doesn't change the fact that millions and millions and millions of members support the National Rifle Association. And there are tens of millions who support their cause that just don't want to give them any money or can't or whatever. That wipes out middle America. They seem to believe this, I guess the narrative, the assault that they've created themselves, they believe it because they get a lot of pro coverage over it. So we see this, you know, when they demonize this is what we see Bloomberg doing. Go back to that debate. It is going to be fascinating to see what happens with the debate. Even Fox says, and this is what reminds us why I wanted to bring it up before I move on, Bloomberg's attacks on Sanders could seep into the Tuesday night debate, redirecting some of the candidates' fire away from him and toward the now entrenched frontrunner Sanders. Now entrenched frontrunner Sanders. Isn't that crazy? While changing the subject from the billionaire's tax returns and his non-disclosure agreements with women who allegedly that he had sexually harassed him during the, of course, that came up during the Nevada debate. Now, you know what's interesting about Sanders, by the way? It used to be millionaires and billionaires until he got called out because he himself is a millionaire. Now it's just billionaires. It's just a tax on billionaires. Hey, Sanders, let me tell you something. There ain't an American out there that wouldn't want to be a billionaire, yourself included, you lying hypocrite. Just incredible. Just incredible. Now, on to Biden for just a moment. Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. The reason I mention this today, we talked about it briefly yesterday with Mr. Gottlieb, but there's a story out of, I guess it's Germany right now, where an individual drove his automobile into a crowd intentionally, injuring dozens of people into a carnival parade in Germany. Of course, if you're Catholic, you know that Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. We, of course, kicks off Lent. Are you giving up anything for Lent? Are you Catholic? I am. I'm not going to tell you what it is, though. I'll tell you if I'm successful in 40 days. How about that? That's what I'll tell you. I'll make that deal with you. Otherwise, I just don't want to jinx it. But yeah, I was born and raised Catholic. So my wife and I are going to we're going to give some stuff up and support some stuff, see if we can't support each other. And I'll let you know when it's over, not now. But there was a carnival parade. Of course, Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday coming up, right? It's a big deal. Big celebration in preparation for Lent. That's what that's all about. Guy drives a car into a crowd, injuring dozens of people. And the first thought that went through my head was, and I tweeted this out, Joe Biden, I guess, would want to sue the manufacturer of the automobile. And in the picture I'm looking at, it looks like it might be a Mercedes. It's Germany. That wouldn't be surprising, right? Mercedes are very expensive in the United States. Does everybody in Germany have lots of money to buy Mercedes because they're everywhere? Or do they get breaks for being German citizens? I don't know. Was it a Mercedes? It's hard to tell. Regardless, he drove his car, and it was carnage, man. It was unbelievable. It was a deliberate act. So according to Joe Biden and according to Michael Bloomberg and every other anti-gunner, but Biden's been very, very vocal about this yesterday. We talked about it on the air. I'm going to sue him out of business. They're the only company you can sue pharmaceutical companies. You can sue this, you can sue that, but you can't sue gun makers. Well, Alan pointed out yesterday on the program, well, yeah, you can sue gun makers. Let me give you an example. I just got a new handgun. I won't name a, you know, pick one. It doesn't matter. I just got a new handgun. And if I fire that gun and it explodes on me and I find out it's defective, I can sue the manufacturer and would. And probably prevail. They would probably settle with me before it ever went to trial for a large sum of money because the gun was defective. So you can sue gun manufacturers. What you can't do is sue them frivolously. You cannot sue Remington because Adam Lanza used a firearm manufactured by Remington's division to murder his mother and 26 other people. Remington had nothing to do with the criminal act. These individuals in Germany cannot sue Mercedes-Benz because some lunatic drove himself into a crowd driving the Benz. He could have used a Ford or a Toyota or a Volkswagen or whatever they have, whatever else they have over there in Germany. And you can't sue them. That's common sense. And to suggest otherwise, if you believe that's the case, you're not being intellectually honest. We do not sue, and I can give you example after example after example. We use cars because it's such an easy example. It's glaring. The vast majority of us drive. We cannot sue. Let me give you an example. There was a horrific crash just about 20 miles outside of Savannah on Interstate 95 a couple days ago. Horrific. A family of five was killed. 42-year-old wife, 37-year-old husband, and their three children, ages 13, 12, and around 5, doing nothing but driving back to Virginia. Could have, you know, more than likely coming back from Florida, you know, particularly around that area, heading back north. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. They're driving overnight. You know, I get the visual in the car. Mom's driving. Dad and the kids are sleeping. And they get hit head on by a 77-year-old kook driving the wrong way on Interstate 95, heading southbound in their northbound lane at 70 plus miles an hour. That's a collision if they're both moving at 75 miles an hour of 150 mile an hour, hitting a wall at 150 miles an hour. The family was just killed instantly. It's just so brutal, so awful. The 77-year-old kook killed instantly. No survivors. Just devastating. Do we sue Lexus, Toyota, who I believe says Toyota makes Lexus? Do we sue them because that's the car he was driving? No. Lexus had nothing to do, Toyota had nothing to do with the kook driving the car the wrong way at a high rate of speed on the interstate. To suggest otherwise makes you something I can't call you on the radio. you just roll your eyes and shake your head and go, you people really think this? That it's somehow the Toyota's fault? Of course it's not. And the vast majority of us would never suggest that it is. But when it comes to guns, suddenly, according to those people like Bloomberg and particularly Biden right now, they want to wipe out the protection for gun manufacturers, which is put in place precisely because this crap was going on. When we come back, I'll conclude that part of the conversation and then we'll move on. But it's enough to anger you, and it should, because they're doing nothing but attempting to bankrupt the industry. Back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, back here for segment four in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone today. Stock market took a tank today, didn't it? Man, oh man. Some good bargains out there right now. Keep your eye on that tomorrow. Sponsors, Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Brad Primo going to become you're going to hear from Brad a lot. Such a great guy. Second Amendment Foundation. Visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com, by the way. You can find out on the website where it's at. Those of you sending me photographs, loving them. I can't get to all of them,
But the ones I do grab, I do send over to Brad, and we're getting a kick watching your photographs come in. Second Amendment Foundation, of course, the great Alan Gottlieb, Crossbreed Holsters, My Pillow. Love the fact that I get emails from people saying, man, thanks for turning me onto the pillow. I'm supporting AAR. I was going to buy one anyway. Might as well support the Second Amendment. I mean, what a beautiful thing. Buy a pillow, support the Second Amendment. Car Arms. We're going to be doing the Rods of Iron Festival this year later in the fall. We'll tell you about that. Now, believe me, it's going to be here before you know it, unfortunately. But it will be before the election, and it's going to be a raucous time, no doubt about it. Car Arms, Rods of Iron out at the Tommy Gun Warehouse and the surrounding rural land that they own. That's going to be a blast. Gunbroker.com, of course, and if you're not perusing these auctions, ask yourself why. It's free. Just go in and look what's out there. You just dream. And eventually that law of attraction will bring it to you. That's how it works, man. But you got to dream it first, right? North American Arms, we gave away the mini yesterday. Go back and listen to that. NorthAmericanArms.com. You have another week, by the way, to call the number and say, hey, I heard on Armed American Radio, I get a free hat, and my name goes on the list. You have that week. You have until Friday, 5 p.m., Mountain Time, to do just that. Bursa, Raphael's going to be coming on the show. He doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to ask him this week to come on the program. So fingers crossed that his schedule works over there at Bursa. And, of course, DefenderCoffee.com. I had a couple cups of that this morning. I'm probably going to have another one this afternoon, another crappy, cold, rainy day here in the ATL. Perfect day to support the Second Amendment with a cup of Defender Coffee. And I think I'm going to do the range later today, too. I've got to break in this new 10-millimeter Glock. Yeah, I'm going to have some fun with that. I've got a car that I got to break in. I've got a couple of them that I need to work with. I have a Kimber, too. Yeah, I've got a Kimber Micro. I want to run some rounds through that. So I got some work to do on the range. I'll let you know how we make out there. Back to the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act for just a moment. In the previous segment, I mentioned that horrific crash. Obviously, no one. Now, here's the deal. If it was found that the guy, let's assume the 77-year-old guy wasn't driving the wrong way. And let's find that he lost control of his vehicle because the car was defective. Maybe it's a brand new vehicle, the axle broke. It was something that should have never been sold because it was defective. Well, guess what? You can sue the manufacturer, just like I used in the example with the firearm. If you've got a defective firearm that causes bodily harm because the gun is defective for whatever reason, you certainly can sue the manufacturer, and you should be able to, and you can. You can. I'm so glad that Alan mentioned that last night when we talked about the PLCAA, Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. We never go that far into it. We never remind you that, yeah, you can if the product's in. We tend to say, you know, we use the example that I'm using now without going a little deeper. So I thank Alan for mentioning that's very, very important because Biden is now running on this crap. He's running on bankrupting the firearms industry through illegitimate, frivolous lawsuits. What he's telling you is that he would bury. It's immoral what he's talking about doing. He's talking about the destruction of a multi-billion dollar part of the U.S. economy that is lawful, that has done nothing wrong, because some gangbanger uses a whatever choice of gun they choose to use, Joe Biden, and all the rest of them. They're all in agreement here, but Biden's very vocal about it right now. Because some scumbag chooses whatever he chooses, he probably didn't even choose it. It was probably just he stole it. He didn't know what he was stealing. He just took what he could get. Or he bought it on the street from some idiot that stole it. Crimes were committed. And Joe Biden would bankrupt the gun manufacturer for the commission of those crimes. Multiple crimes. Let's not forget that that idiot had the gun in his hand through the commission of multiple other felonies, no doubt. When you've got a felon in possession of a firearm, several other crimes were already committed. But Joe Biden wants to blame the firearm. He's running a presidential campaign on this in America. And he's telling his fellow citizens and people, hundreds, millions of people who work in that industry all across this country, screw you. I want to put you out of business. I want to take away your livelihood. I want to bury you. I want to bankrupt your employer. See to it you have no retirement. Send you and your family into bankruptcy. That's what Biden is saying when he says these things. And that never gets airplay, unless you listen to shows like this. You're not going to hear that on the news. The news, what a joke that is, right? You're not going to hear that. But that's exactly what Biden is talking about doing. So the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act is critically important. It was put there specifically to keep Joe Biden from being able to do exactly what we're talking about here. And I hate using that crash in Georgia here for as an example. But it is, unfortunately, a prime example of what we're talking about. Or a drunk driver who, you know, kills somebody in his vehicle because he's hammered and shouldn't be on the roads. The automobile manufacturer is not responsible for that. And no one in their right mind thinks that. But so that begs the question, doesn't it? See, here, this is how we just keep going on these things. It begs the question. Well, then why is he able to get away with that every time he mentions it? Why does it go unchallenged? Well, I can point you to a cartoon that A.W.R. Hawkins put up on Instagram yesterday. If you can picture this, I got to give you the theater of the mind. You'll see the correlation here in a second. Why do they keep getting away with this? Because those idiots in the mainstream media have absolutely no idea about the law and guns or anything else. They just repeat what they're told by the Bloomberg camp and Everytown for Gun Safety, who unfortunately control a large portion of the media when it comes to this topic. But there was a cartoon that AWR put up of Donald Trump and his slacks shredded with a revolver, a large revolver, shooting himself in the foot. And of course, the shoe blown off in cartoon way. And why is that? Why? What does that mean? Well, it showed the revolver ejecting cartridges. Yeah. The cartoon had the revolver ejecting cartridges. Four cartridges on the ground at his feet and one of them in midair. It's a revolver. So you're laughing right now. Don't wreck your car. It's true. If you want to see it, I don't know where he got it. I got a screenshot of it. It's hilarious. But that's exactly why Joe Biden gets away with this. Because the mainstream media has absolutely no intention of doing their homework on this at all. At all. Because I feel certain that if you ask one of those reporters who fails to question Joe Biden when he talks about bankrupting an industry in America, if you were to ask that individual one-on-one and you were dealing with an intellectually honest reporter, and I'm sure there are some out there, should Ford be sued because that man killed a family when he was drunk and he was driving a Ford F-150, brand new, just bought it, went to a Hooters to celebrate, got hammered, he left the bar. He should have never been able to do so, but he got in his car, the brand new Ford F-150 that he just bought, and he just celebrated buying it, and on his way home, he killed that family in the minivan. Is Ford responsible in any way, shape? That reporter's going to look at you and go, what the hell no? Of course not. Then why is Remington responsible for the actions of Adam Lanza? If you've got an intellectually honest individual, they're going to go, you know, you're right about that. We'll keep up the conversation tomorrow. So much to talk about, so little time. Can't wait to watch the debates in South Carolina. Going to be hilarious. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast will get up and do, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will get up and do it again tomorrow because they don't want us to. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.